Have you ever taken a long flight or been confined to bed rest due to an illness, only to find yourself feeling unusually stiff and uncomfortable? While it might seem like a minor inconvenience, these situations can sometimes lead to a more serious health condition known as deep vein thrombosis, or DVT. This condition involves the formation of a blood clot in a deep vein, usually in the legs, and can pose significant risks if not addressed promptly. Understanding what DVT is, how it develops, and what you can do to prevent it is crucial for maintaining your overall health and well-being. Welcome back to Health Square, where we dive into the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're focusing on a condition that, while not always at the forefront of public awareness, has serious implications for those affected: deep vein thrombosis, DVT. Whether you've heard of DVT before, or this is your first time learning about it, this episode will provide you with valuable insights into understanding, preventing, and managing this condition effectively. What is deep vein thrombosis? Understanding the basics. Deep vein thrombosis, DVT, occurs when a blood clot forms in one of the deep veins in your body, most commonly in the legs. These clots can partially or completely block blood flow, leading to swelling, pain, and other complications. The most dangerous aspect of DVT is the potential for a clot to break loose and travel through the bloodstream to the lungs, causing a pulmonary embolism, PE, which can be life-threatening. To understand how DVT develops, it's essential to grasp the basic mechanics of blood circulation. Your veins carry blood from your body back to your heart. In the legs, the blood must move upward against gravity, a process aided by muscle contractions when you walk or move. Veins contain valves that prevent blood from flowing backward, but when these valves become damaged, or when blood flow is slow due to inactivity, blood can pool in the veins, increasing the risk of clot formation. People who are immobile for extended periods, such as during long flights, after surgery, or due to prolonged bed rest, are at a higher risk of developing DVT. Other risk factors include age, smoking, obesity, pregnancy, certain medications, and a family history of blood clots. A notable example of this risk is the experience of a famous tennis player, Serena Williams, who suffered a pulmonary embolism after giving birth, a complication that arose from a DVT. This incident highlighted the fact that even those in peak physical condition are not immune to the risks associated with DVT. Recognizing the symptoms of DVT early is critical for preventing serious complications. However, one of the challenges with DVT is that it can sometimes develop without noticeable symptoms, or the symptoms may be mistaken for something less serious, such as a muscle strain. The most common symptoms include swelling in one leg, pain or tenderness that may feel like cramping, and warmth or redness in the affected area. These symptoms often start in the calf and may extend to the thigh or even the foot. For instance, my friend Jake, who had recently undergone knee surgery, noticed swelling and discomfort in his calf a few days after returning home. Initially, he thought it was just part of the recovery process, but when the pain persisted, he sought medical advice and was diagnosed with DVT. This early intervention helped prevent more serious complications. Another key symptom to watch for is the sudden onset of shortness of breath, chest pain that worsens with deep breathing or coughing up blood, signs that the clot may have traveled to the lungs, leading to a pulmonary embolism. These symptoms require immediate medical attention. Risk factors for DV: who is most at risk? While DVT can affect anyone, certain factors increase your risk. Understanding these risk factors can help you take proactive steps to protect your health. Prolonged inactivity, such as sitting for long periods during flights or at a desk, can slow blood flow in the legs, increasing the risk of clot formation. For example, after a long-haul flight, my colleague Rachel experienced swelling in her leg because she hadn't moved much during the flight, leading to the development of DVT. Surgery and injury, particularly involving the hips, knees, or legs, can also elevate the risk of DVT. This increased risk stems from the immobility during recovery and potential injury to the veins during surgery. My friend Jake's knee surgery, for example, made him more susceptible to DVT, and his doctor advised him to move as soon as it was safe to do so. Additionally, certain medical conditions, such as cancer, heart disease, or inflammatory disorders, can increase the likelihood of blood clot formation. Individuals with a history of DVT or those who have had a stroke are also at higher risk. Hormonal factors also play a significant role in DVT risk. Women who take birth control pills, hormone replacement therapy, or are pregnant have an increased risk due to changes in blood coagulation. Serena Williams' postpartum experience with DVT is a notable example of how pregnancy and childbirth can elevate this risk. Lastly, age and family history are critical factors. The risk of DVT increases with age, particularly after 60, and a family history of blood clots can predispose you to DVT, making it important to be vigilant if you know that this condition runs in your family. Preventing DVT, practical tips for reducing your risk. Preventing DVT involves taking proactive steps to promote healthy blood flow and reduce factors that can lead to clot formation. Staying active is one of the most effective ways to prevent DVT. Even if your job requires you to sit for long periods, make it a habit to stand up, stretch, and walk around every hour. During long flights or car rides, take breaks to move your legs or do seated exercises like ankle circles and leg lifts. Maintaining a healthy weight is another crucial step, as obesity is a significant risk factor for DVT. By keeping your weight in check through a balanced diet and regular exercise, you can reduce the strain on your veins and promote better circulation. Wearing compression stockings can also be beneficial, especially for those at higher risk due to prolonged immobility, surgery, or certain medical conditions. These stockings help improve blood flow in the legs by applying gentle pressure that encourages blood to move upward toward the heart. Hydration is another key factor in preventing DVT. Staying hydrated helps keep your blood from becoming too thick, reducing the risk of clot formation. Make sure to drink plenty of water throughout the day, particularly when traveling or sitting for extended periods. Quitting smoking is also essential, as smoking damages the blood vessels and increases the tendency for blood to clot. If you smoke, quitting is one of the best things you can do for your overall health, including reducing your risk of DVT. Lastly, consider medications if you're at high risk for DVT. Your doctor may recommend blood thinners, anticoagulants, to prevent clot formation, especially after surgery, or for individuals with a history of blood clots. These medications can be crucial in managing your risk, particularly in high-risk situations. Conclusion: taking control of your health. Deep vein thrombosis is a serious condition, but with the right knowledge and preventive measures, you can significantly reduce your risk. By staying active, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and being aware of the symptoms and risk factors, you can protect yourself and prevent complications like pulmonary embolism. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and preventing DVT. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, your health is your greatest asset. Take the steps necessary to protect it. Until next time, take care.